Congratulations on the victory, Coach.
Thank you.
Great game, well pitched, well defended, and everybody again in this lineup contributed in one way or another, and your team played excellent softball in all three facets.
Yeah, we told them coming in, it's this time of year, we're going to have to play our A game. We talked this morning about, we don't have to be perfect at all times, but we have to have perfect effort, and I think our kids did that. They played hard. They went after some balls. They hit a couple hard ones that our kids were able to track down, and so those are huge plays that you have to make against at this time of year to be able to pull a game out.
I've had the good fortune to see your team play every postseason game. I've seen Olivia Larson struggle with her control from time to time. Today, not the case. Just two walks, both coming in the fourth inning. She was very, very good, allowed only two hits going into the seventh. Talk about her performance and what made her so good here this afternoon.
She struggled a little bit with her accuracy at times. Liv's one of those kids that's a gamer, though. You get the lights on and all of a sudden she steps up. That's just kind of the kind of kid she is. She loves to compete, and she's been competing her whole life, so we knew that she'd be dialed in and ready to go today. Like you said, pitched a fantastic game, kept them off balance all game long, and the one walk to the Christner girl, we told her coming in, we're not going to let her tie it up 1-1 with her at the plate. So that walk was on me. I was fine with that one. At this point in the year, there's those kids in those lineups. You can't just throw it down the middle. So, you got to be a little bit careful. So, we're probably going to give up a walk here or there, but sometimes that's okay.
She struck out four, gave up four hits, notched her 19th win. For you, Coach, it's your team's 29th win. And an opportunity to take on a perennial 1A power, just like yourself, Akron-Westfield.
Yeah, we've seen them a couple times this year. We've had chances both times we've seen them. I know up at Spencer we only got to play five innings because of the time, but we had the bases loaded with one out. Couldn't come up with that big hit, ended up losing 4-2. This time of year, you got to come up with that big hit at the right time. That's something we've talked about, so hopefully this time we're pretty familiar with Akron. We've played them, I think, six times in the last 3 years, so pretty familiar with what they're going to do, and I'm sure Coach Colt knows exactly what we're going to do, and just who executes a little bit better, I guess, will kind of determine Thursday's game.
It's going to be fun. Thursday at 3 o'clock, two great softball programs in the 1A semifinal round. Lastly, Coach, I just thought your team's offensive execution was very good today. Not only the hitting with nine hits, but when you ask someone to put down a sacrifice bunt, advance a runner in some way, they did.
Yeah, that's something we've really been emphasizing the second half of the season here. We got a lot of fast kids, so we've really been emphasizing making productive outs. That you get down two strikes, we got to get it in place so we can advance bases. You never know when that, we didn't get one today, but you never know when that wild pitch is going to happen, mm-hmm. So you can score from third, and if you're stuck on second, you don't get that opportunity. Like I said, with our speed, we got a lot of kids that can run. So just getting that ball in play and giving us those opportunities is key. We did a great job today. I don't know how many times we struck out. It was a lot less than last year when we played them. So we did a great job of getting it in play and being able to do some things there.
Only four times today, Coach. Your 29th win puts you in the 1A state tournament semifinal round Thursday at 3 against Akron-Westfield. Coach Tim Gawley, congratulations on the win. Go enjoy.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.